2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 4. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Song of Songs 8:14. Make haste, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young hart upon the mountains of spices. Revelations 11:15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Daniel 2:35. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. The lover of her beloved prays that he would make haste to come back in the power of his resurrection to set up his sweet and beautiful kingdom which will fill the whole earth. Here, Song of Songs 8:14, we should note that the prayer of this lover of her beloved is the concluding word of this poetic book, portraying the union and communion between Christ as the bridegroom and his lovers as the bride in their bridal love, as the prayer of John, a lover of Christ, is the concluding word of the Holy Scripture, revealing God's eternal economy concerning Christ and the Church in his divine love. The poem, as a type, as the story of the love between a king and a country girl, is a marvelous and vivid portrait, as the fulfillment, of the bridal love between Christ as the bridegroom and his lovers as his bride in their mutual enjoyment in the mingling of his divine attributes with the human virtues of his lovers. The correspondence of the progression with its stages on these two sides of the poem and its portrait is the intrinsic revelation of the holy word of the omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God. Today's reading. The words in Song of Songs 8:14 are the same as in 2:17. It is the same prayer, but the things that are referred to are not the same in both cases. This book mentions the Lord's coming as a gazelle or a young hart upon the mountains, two times. The first time shows his longing for an absolute fellowship with the believers. But then the shadows had not fled and the day had not yet broken. That is, the Lord had not yet come. The emphasis was fellowship. But the second refers to the Lord's second coming. This coming is in the future, and though it may be very near, no one knows when it will be. Unlike the case in chapter 2, it does not have a time limit. The matter is not fellowship, therefore, this verse does not speak of the mountains of Beta or but of the mountains of spices. It describes the condition of the Lord's coming and his kingdom. Then the maiden's experience will be like a drop of water that has disappeared into the ocean. There will be no more room for advancement, though the tide can always go deeper. All that is left in the world is just her body. Everything else has gone to another world. Therefore, she cannot help but cry, Make haste, my beloved. Come as quickly as the gazelle or a young hart. Just as a gazelle or a young hart appears on the mountains of spices, may you come in your kingdom. When he comes, faith will be turned to facts, and praise will replace prayer. Love will consummate in a shadowless perfection. And we will serve him in the sinless domain. What a day that will be! Lord Jesus, come quickly. The last point in this book is in the very last verse. This book is an extract of the entire Bible. It is a condensation of the Bible in 8 short chapters. At the end of the Bible, the Lord says, I come quickly. To make haste means to come quickly. Make haste, my beloved means come quickly, Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming upon the mountains of spices. In the Song of Songs, the spices are the different aspects of the Lord Jesus experienced by us and even grown out from us. Soon, all our experiences of the Lord will be piled up like mountains. Then the Lord Jesus will come to meet us there. This will bring in the kingdom, and the kingdom will be composed of mountains of spices. This is the end of today's morning revival.